You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes your life a whole lot easier. I understand life is slightly difficult to those of you living in Bombay and Pune. Please be safe. The rainy season has never been my great favorite, but I do understand the romance of rains, but let it not get too much. If it is too difficult to get to work, if there are waterlogged areas where you live, and if it is possible for you to work from home, please take that option. With that said, let's get to the business of the day, which is to look at some stock picks. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 4 to 10% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of stocks super quick. DLF Limited has a buy call. Target you should be looking at is 205 rupees. Place your stop loss at 182 rupees, upside of 7%. That's DLF with a buy call. Next up, Engineers India with a buy call. Last trading price of 120 rupees 55 paise. Target we should be looking at is 132 rupees. Stop loss at 116 rupees 116 for an upside of 10%. And finally, the country's largest auto sales maker, Maruti Suzuki India. Auto sales maker makes no sense. Automaker. Maruti Suzuki has a sell call for July futures. Last trading price was 6,559 rupees. Target we should be looking at is 6,300 rupees. Place your stop loss at 6,670 rupees. That is a downside of 4%. Maruti Suzuki with a sell call, Engineers India with a buy call, and DLF with a buy call. We hear from Jayant Manglik quite often here on Money Control. Let's find out what he has to say today about the trends on Dalal Street of late. Benchmark indices ended on a positive note for the second straight session on Tuesday amid intraday volatility. It managed to pull back smartly from the lows after 12 o'clock, so about post-noon time, and ended the session about 0.4% higher at 11,908 levels. Among the broader market indices, BSE mid-cap gained in line with the benchmark, while the BSE small-cap closed on a flat note. Barring realty, healthcare, and banks, which witnessed selling pressure, all other sectoral indices ended in the green, with oil and gas, power, IT, and metals being the top gainers, up in the range of 0.5 to 1.1%. In the near term, volatility is likely to remain high, and hence, Jayant Manglik says we must maintain our cautious stance on the markets at higher levels. The upcoming union budget, scheduled for the 5th of July, is likely to provide further direction to the markets in the coming sessions. And globally, while the temporary trade war truce between the US and China is a positive development, the recently escalated tensions between the US and Iran could continue to induce high volatility across indices. Participants should prepare themselves for a volatile week, citing a list of events and data which are lined up. The focus should be more on risk management aspects, as we may see erratic swings in the index as well as stocks as the events would unfold. Nifty 50 may continue to hover in a broader range of 11,500 to 12,000. The advice from Religare Broking would be to prefer hedged positions and keeping a check on the position size. We spoke about three names earlier. Why exactly are they attractive buy and sell calls today? Let's find out. DLF has a buy call. DLF has recovered swiftly of late and looks upbeat to extend this rebound ahead. The chart pattern and positioning of the oscillators are also in sync for a fresh up move. The advice, therefore, would be to initiate fresh longs in DLF within the range of 188 to 190 rupees, that is 188-190, for a target of 205 rupees, keeping a stop loss at 182 rupees. That's DLF with a buy call. Next up, Engineers India. Why does it have a buy call? After a decent correction from the record high, Engineers India has been consolidating in a zone for roughly a year on the weekly chart. It has also now reached closer to the upper band of the range and is likely to witness a breakout from the same in the near future. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Engineers India within the range of 119 to 122 rupees for a target of 132 rupees. Finally, Maruti Suzuki with a sell call. Most of the auto stocks in the packs are reeling under pressure and Maruti is no different. Post the breakdown from its consolidation range, it has witnessed a marginal bounce, which offers a fresh shorting opportunity for those who missed the chance earlier. The advice, therefore, from Jayant Manglik would be to use this bounce and initiate fresh shorts in the range of 6545 to 6565. That is 6545 to 6565 rupees. One last time those names. DLF with a buy call. Last trading price 192 rupees 30 paise. Target 205. Stop loss 182. Upside of 7%. Engineers India with a buy call. Last trading price 120 rupees 55 paise. Target 132. Stop loss 116 for an upside of 10%. Maruti Suzuki with a sell call. Last trading price 6559. Target 6,300, stop loss 6670, 6,670 for a downside of 4%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names are useful to you. And if they are, be sure to let us know. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.